Welcome to the Daily Radio Bible for Kids. The day is April the 28th. My name is Hunter, and we are reading through the Bible. This podcast takes kids from all around the world through the Bible in a year, from Genesis all the way to the book of Revelation. Today's reading comes from the book of Ezra, chapter 3, verse 7 and 13, or through 13. And then we go on to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. You know, after many years of living as prisoners in a foreign country, God's people finally returned to Jerusalem. The first thing they did was rebuild the temple. Let's read about how happy they were to have the temple again. Ezra chapter 3. Then the people hired masons and carpenters and bought cedar logs from the people of Tyre and Sidon, paying them with food, wine, and olive oil. The logs were brought down from the Lebanon mountains and floated along the coast of the Mediterranean Sea to Joppa, for King Cyrus had given permission for this. The construction of the temple of God began in mid-spring, during the second year after they arrived in Jerusalem. The workforce was made up of everyone who had returned from exile, including Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, Jeshua, son of Jehozadak, and his fellow priests and all the Levites. The Levites, who were 20 years old and older, were put in charge of rebuilding the Lord's temple. The workers at the temple of God were supervised by Jeshua, with his sons and relatives, and Kadmiel, and his sons, all descendants of Hodaviah. They were helped in this task by the Levites of the family of Harnadad. When the builders completed the foundation of the Lord's temple, the priests put on their robes and took their places to blow the trumpets. The Levites, descendants of Asaph, clashed their cymbals to praise the Lord, just as King David had prescribed. With praise and thanks, they sang this song to the Lord. He is good. His faithful love for Israel endures forever. Then all the people gave a great shout, praising the Lord, because the foundations of the Lord's temple had been laid. But many of the older priests, Levites, and other leaders who had seen the first temple wept aloud when they saw the new temple's foundation. The others, however, were shouting with joy. The joyful shouts and weeping mingled together in a loud noise that could be heard far in the distance. That's quite a scene, isn't it? When the temple's foundation was completed, the people celebrated. The Israelites praised God and thanked Him for His goodness to them. Let me ask you this. Can you think of five things that you can thank God for right now? God loves to give gifts to His kids, but He also likes to hear thank you. This is what 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says. Be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus. How about that? Maybe we can make a list right now of five things that we are thankful for. Well, my friends, I plan on being back here again tomorrow to do the same thing. I sure hope you join me. Until that time, you go forward in God's joy, being thankful and knowing this, that you are loved. How about that? All right, I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.